Democrats to take control of the House.
The president has had no oversight and no accountability from Congress.
No end to government shutdown.
The fact that I have to wait for a check that's going to come, even though I have to show up every day, is disgraceful to me.
Apple falls as iPhone sales sag.
The trade war has exacerbated a slowdown that was already in effect.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. It's a divided Washington as Democrats take control of the House of Representatives today, the fallout from November's midterm elections. Nancy Pelosi is poised to regain her role as House Speaker. CBS's Nancy Cordes says it likely means new pressure on the Trump White House.
We want a better nation.
Democrats are regaining this measure of power in Washington thanks to a 40-seat House swing from red to blue. And a record number of new women members. The biggest headache for President Trump? Democrats will now have the power to pursue his tax returns and probe foreign spending at his D.C. hotel. They'll likely subpoena documents related to the separation of migrant families at the border and reopen a Russian meddling investigation House Republicans closed last year.
For the last 2 years, the president has had no oversight and no accountability from Congress.
Things are brighter for the president in the Senate, where Republicans will expand their majority by 2 seats today.
And the issue at hand for the new Congress is the partial government shutdown heading into its 13th day. CBS's Paula Reed says a White House meeting offered no new breakthrough.
Could be a long time, and it could be quickly.
President Trump is willing to engage in a lengthy battle with Democrats as he digs in on his signature campaign promise.
It's too important a subject to walk away from.
But Democrats have refused to allocate any money for a border wall, let alone the $5.6 billion the president has demanded. A source familiar with a private meeting later held with congressional leaders in the Situation Room tells CBS News that when Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer pressed the president to reopen agencies unrelated to border security, Mr. Trump responded, "I would look foolish if I did that." The president used his over an hour and a half televised cabinet meeting yesterday to tout his own accomplishments.
We got the greatest tax cuts ever.
And even played the sympathy card.
I was here on Christmas evening. I was all by myself.
Democrats aren't budging.
We're asking the president to open up government.
Senator Bernie Sanders has apologized to any woman who felt she was not treated appropriately during his 2016 presidential campaign. A New York Times report detailed allegations of unwanted sexual advances and pay inequity made by male staffers, not Sanders himself. At the Pentagon, CBS's Cammie McCormick this morning looks at what's ahead for the new man in charge there.
On Patrick Shanahan's first day as acting defense secretary, President Trump made it clear he was unhappy with U.S. allies, American involvement in Syria, and the strategy in Afghanistan, issues that led to the resignation of James Mattis, who was popular here at the Pentagon. Shanahan's views on these issues aren't known publicly, but he has said he wants to carry out President Trump's vision. Still, many lawmakers want a defense secretary who will check the president's impulses to make sudden national security decisions on his own.
The president said yesterday he essentially fired Mattis. The U.S. ambassadors met with an American who's been detained in Russia on espionage charges. 48-year-old Paul Whelan is a former Marine. His family says he was there for a wedding. A trial has opened in Saudi Arabia for those accused of murdering a Washington Post contributor last year, a crime that sparked international outrage. CBS's Larry Miller.
11 suspects in the killing of Saudi critic and journalist Jamal Khashoggi appeared in a Riyadh court, and prosecutors say they plan to seek the death penalty for at least five of them. Khashoggi was murdered and believed dismembered by a Saudi hit team at the country's Istanbul consulate. Saudi state media reports prosecutors have sent a request to Turkey for evidence, but are still waiting for an answer.
World financial markets have been rattled by Apple's warning of a revenue drop thanks to sagging iPhone sales. Especially in China. CEO Tim Cook on CNBC.
It's clear that the economy began to slow there for the second half.
But Cook also admits consumers aren't upgrading to the latest iPhone models as soon as the company had hoped. Just weeks after General Motors announced job cuts, the United Auto Workers Union is suing the automaker. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
This involves the use of extra workers to help with the launch of a new pickup truck at GM's Fort Wayne assembly plant. The UAW says GM has been hiring temporary workers instead of transferring workers laid off at the Lordstown plant. The union says it never agreed to the use of the temporary workers. GM has not yet commented.
A commission studying the high school massacre in Parkland, Florida is out with its findings. Here's CBS's Peter King.
The report says there's little accountability or a sense of urgency within the Broward County School System and Sheriff's Department on training and policy, with changes needed to mitigate the risk for future shootings. It calls security lax at the schools, and school resource deputy Scott Peterson's slow response.
Travesty and embarrassment, derelict in his duties, whatever adjectives I can use to describe are not strong enough.
Commission Chair and Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Galtieri says some teachers should be armed.
You got to have somebody there that can immediately stop the harm. They can immediately mitigate the threat.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
China's space program has landed its first unmanned spacecraft on the dark side of the moon. The BBC's John Sudworth in Beijing.
This probe carries with it a rover which will roam around that von Karman basin, looking at some of the geology and the mineral deposits there and sending the information back to mission headquarters here in China.
Worried about the possibility of an earthquake? There's now an app for that. Robert DeGroot is with the U.S. Geological Survey, which designed it.
Having that extra time, you might be able to do something that would protect yourself even more, rather than just having to react to when the shaking begins.
A movie sensation has triggered a social media phenomenon, and now there are urgings to stop, as we hear from CBS's Jim Taylor.
It's called the Bird Box Challenge, named for the popular Netflix movie starring Sandra Bullock, wherein the characters blindfold themselves so as not to make eye contact with a deadly force.
You're going on the trip now. It's going to be rough.
Hold on!
Netflix now warning fans not to do what people on YouTube are doing, riding scooters blindfolded, running through malls blindfolded.
But under no circumstance are you allowed to take off your blindfold.
I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Los Angeles police say they've arrested a suspect in the burglaries of celebrity homes in the Hollywood Hills. Investigators say they found 2,000 stolen items worth millions at the suspect's home and a storage unit. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.